for TFW.
November Delta 7 Japan Mobile.
TFW Portable, how you doing?
Panicky today, but it's probably the weather.
I'm on a HT and it doesn't help with the weather either.
Wade Hampton for the SCDXA meeting tonight.
Get those.
Roger, roger, roger.
Get from there.
Come and join us for dinner and chit-chat ham radio style.
Nice, but I think the wife's got me scheduled for burgers on the grill.
On that, yep. Well, maybe next month. We meet every third Thursday of every month.
Fine, what's the time that you meet? 5:30?
6 p.m. every third Thursday of every month at Mythos.
After that, I'm out in the field right now trying to squeeze in a walk with the pup before the rain starts.
I'm on 25 here and it's raining.
Can't hear Greer yet.
Here, it looks like it's right above me, so looks like it's coming, that's for sure. I looked at the radar before I left, it's definitely coming.
Get this walk in with her and that, and then she'll be happy for the rest of the night.
Yeah, you gotta keep them puppies happy too.
Right, that's the first thing she wants to do. Put your lunchbox down, let's go for a walk.
Put dog and two cats at home, and come April or May, we're going to add another dog to the family.
Some of them have a yard to run in.
Well, the dog we have now, she's pretty much indoor unless she goes outside to do her little business there. And she goes out on a leash with my wife. And the dog that we're getting, Australian cattle dog, I'm sure I'll be walking her quite a bit, taking her with me about 85-90% of the time.
And if she sees Dad loading up the truck, man, she's ready to go. It doesn't matter if it's just to the dump.
Plan for this one. This the lab we have is my wife's, well, you know, per se. And this one that I'm going to get is going to be mine. And I plan on pretty much taking her with me everywhere for the most part.
Awesome. This one's half lab, and Mama I know was a black lab. And we think the dad was a Catahoula because that's what she looks like.
Siberian Husky, a real good purebred Siberian Husky, beautiful dog, and somebody got into my truck and stole her while I went into Ingalls. I walked into Ingalls, left the windows cracked about an inch, and went into Ingalls. I was only in there less than 5 minutes, and somebody popped the locks and took my dog.
You've been brave enough to do that.
Before I went to Ingalls, and I took her inside to Home Depot with me, and I think somebody actually may have saw me with her and might have followed me around just to see if I had a lot of people really paying attention to me and the dog. I think somebody actually kind of planned it.
Get into Ingalls and leave her unattended, they probably parked right beside and snatched her up.
You got to steal somebody's dog, you can't get your own.
Eventually catch up with them. Just we might not be there to see it, right?
It comes around, goes around is really true. Only if they would update that saying, what comes around, goes around, and you'll be there to see it, would be much better.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
Is that a little copper sitting on the side of the road trying to make some money? ND7J Mobile.
Yeah, a couple on the way home. KN4 TSW.
Yeah, speed here, that's for sure.
Be a lot of crazies out there today, and like you said, you'd just be, one time you'd be a little bit over, they'd stop you, but never get the guy that's, you know, 20, 25 over.
Like driving laws, they have no speed limits. If you cause an accident, they hit you big time. But, well, it is what it is.
Living on Wade Hampton would be about 100 then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm surprised I hadn't heard any of the other other members on the radio. I've been thinking maybe some of them will be getting on the road heading to the meeting. I'm not sure. Not sure how many are coming tonight.
It was pretty quiet today. Patrick should be out there somewhere. I know he worked at Greer on Thursday.
Yes, he got his ticket. He's on the repeater a lot. Chad, he's on the repeater a lot. Several. There's a lot of new folks on the repeater. I usually get on the repeater when I'm on the road driving a little bit. I'm more into the HF side of ham radio, chasing DX.
I mean, I've done a little bit of DX, but I've made it to Australia once, but the conditions were just right. I just got 100 watts in a wire. And that, but I'm usually on. If you're going to catch me on the radio, it's usually like 5:30 in the morning.
At 34 o'clock every morning, and give me a cup of coffee, and then I'm on the radio. I check into the early bird net and on one radio, and I'm running FT8 or something on the other radio on 160 meters or some morning 80 meters, 40 meters, whatever, some morning band. And I try to work some HF every day in the mornings, usually between 4 and about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
And they say to get the other side of the world, right?
And, but yeah, 160 meters, 80 meters, 40 meters, 30 meters are all, that's a good time of the day to catch something on those bands for sure.
You're not set up for 160. I think I can receive on it. I just can't talk on it.
The wire, you can do a whole lot. I did my first year of ham radio. I had 100 watts in a wire. And I did DXCC, 100 countries, and, you know, less than a year. Of course, now I did 100 countries plus in 18 days or 15 days or something this year. When the year started, I wanted to see how many countries I could work, how fast I could do 100. And I think I did it in either 15 or, 16, 17 days, something like that.
I think I'm stuck on like 57 or 58 last year and a half.
Have you done FT8? Are you doing any kind of FT8?
I haven't with that yet. I haven't. I got to get some cables hooked up to my computer. And that. I got a Yaesu FT450D. And I don't know what cables I need and that. And I just haven't tried anything yet. My computer is old and slow.
You can knock some countries off big time with FT8. FT8's gotten really popular right now. There's not a lot of CW or sideband. There is some, but a lot of people are just running FT8 now. I really like sideband myself, but you should look into the FT8 because you can really you can make some progress for sure.
Learn some stuff, and Ed, I just got this for this HT modes. And that, so I'll just have to start looking into that FT8, I guess.
Difficult to do. I'm not familiar with the radio that you have, but if it's got a USB port on it, you can hook with a USB cable from the radio to the computer pretty easily with just a regular old printer, USB printer cable. So, look into it. You might enjoy it.
Yeah, I'll probably look into it this year. Some of the morning guys are talking me into it.
Whatever you do it, you need a hand. You can look me up on QRZ. I'm pretty available everywhere. QRZ, and then my webpage is hooked to QRZ. You get my phone number and email and all that stuff. Or I got a website, nd7j.com. All that good stuff is up there, too. So, look me up if you need a hand.
Appreciate that.
Turn here. Be passing by my friend Tom in N0TR's house here shortly. I should have brought some. I made some sausage, and I should be stopping by his house and bringing him some sausage. But I was running a little late today. Couldn't do it. Yeah, going and cutting across 290 and zigzagging around to get there.
Fields across from Ingles.
No, I'm not real familiar with this area other than to get to Mito's and back.
It's right there, right before you get to Wade Hampton.
Not really, because I'm from Hendersonville, so this is not my area. I know where Methos is, and I know how to get to Methos. That's about it. I don't really come down here much other than for the meetings or if I'm going to somebody's house, you know.
Probably going within a block of my house, sure enough.
I'm a little more familiar with this area, but know a lot of people that live down here. If I'm going to somebody's house, I punch it in the GPS, and the little girl in there tells me what to do. Just like driving with my wife.
I hear you. Well, me and the pup have made it back to the house. And that you enjoy the good association tonight and the good food over there at Methos. And I look forward to catching you again. KN4PSW73.
Alrighty, have a good evening. Say hey to the family. Pet the puppy. Give him a treat. And have a good night. NT7J Mobile.
For Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Good afternoon, Gary. How the heck are you? Haven't heard you in a while.
Fine. Heading toward Wade Hampton. Just coming off of I-85 and going to cut through town and pick up the end of Wade Hampton. Keep in a little bit.
Outstanding. Be nice to see. Are you bringing Lisa?
Coming, but she got really tired, and so she begged off. And she says, hey, but maybe next time.
Under that. Well, too bad. We always enjoy seeing her, but we'll be happy to see you as well. Haven't seen you a while, so good to see you coming to the meeting. I don't know how many people are coming, but we'll see. Should be a good time anyway.
Absolutely. And, yeah, I've just been concentrating on moving still the old house to the new house. Got most of the stuff out of the house proper. Now I'll start working on the workshop and the ham shack. But I really need to do some additions on the, I have a detached garage. That's where the new workshop and ham shack is going to be. But I got to build it, and I got to have my guy to build it, and he's pretty busy.
In construction right now, I don't know, it's just everybody is booming. I'm trying not to do so much, small construction job type things, and people will, they just keep calling and calling and calling, and everybody wants it right now. So I guess that's a good thing.
The housing movement, sales is booming, is what I'm trying to say. Got to get the houses fixed up for sale.
To par for to sell them, or after you buy them, you got to do some improvements or changes that you want to do to bring it up to your style.
I'm looking at both ends of that equation, so anyway, we'll get there just step by step.
We've actually considered putting our house up for sale. We've actually had some realtors contact us. But the downside, the upside is, the value is there. You know, that's great, but then you got to turn around and buy. And I'm just not sure that it's not a buyer's market, that's for sure. And the thought process of breaking down my whole station and the house and moving it along with three outbuildings worth of stuff along with the house, I just am not really enthused about doing that.
Amen, because that's, you know, the cabin there up Table Rock was not very big, but you'd be surprised how much stuff was in there. And, I'm going to probably bring him an XB room tower. I don't want to move.
There, Gary, you got real, a lot of interference. I heard most of it, got the gist of it, but I don't know if it's me or you.
And I had to stop here, so probably my location.
Yeah, that one was better. Maybe you were underneath some traffic lights or something.
The hospital and Grove Road. I'm just going to cut through town and pick up Wade Hampton in town.
Looking forward to getting our contest year up and running again, and plans will be, I'm going to do a Zoom meeting here pretty quick, but looking forward to another year of some fun times up at Fred's place.
That might be my HF operating for the year, because I'm off the air at the moment, so I'll be a little rusty, but I will enjoy it.
Wouldn't even be concerned about that. I'm sure it's like riding a bike, and yeah, your numbers are always way up there, so I don't think that's going to be a problem.
We'll see you in just a little bit, and we'll continue this conversation in person. 73, all the best from Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee, downtown Greenville.
Pleasure to hear you on the radio and chat with you a little bit. Thanks along for the ride along, and we'll see you in a little while. NT7J, I'm just mobiling.
Mobiling.
Fearless leader, how you doing, Fred?
About you?
I am doing, I would say, pretty well for an old-timer.
To the meeting, and Mary's coming also. She's coming separately because she had to pick up her car. But looking forward to seeing everybody. And hello, Gary.
Hey, Fred.
We'll be able to see you and Mary and say hello and... So maybe we'll have a pretty good turnout. Hard telling. I haven't heard from a lot of folks through email or the reflector, but I think we'll probably have a turnout.
Okay, and 4VWA.
What?
Hey, Fred. Hello, Bob. I wanted to be there tonight, but I'm going to take part in a simplex net tonight for an experiment, and so I won't be able to make it tonight, but tell everybody I'll be there the next month for sure.
And full on, for sure. And Fred, go ahead, sir, pick it up.
Steve, well, I hope you your experiment goes well and that you pass the test. Over.
Basically, what we're doing is setting up a simplex net to pass messages from one region to another. And we're back getting the basics of the net set up right now. So, you know, if we have some storms or something come through and we lose the repeaters, then, you know, basically we can still pass over long distance.
Good. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. You can update us sometime.
You can come to the meeting and do a presentation.
Okay, 4VWA. Yeah, you know what? That might interest some of the guys. You know, Chris lives up there on 357, just about 5 miles south of me. Hey, do you know the Thermal Belt Club, Bob?
Know who?
Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club.
The Isothermal Club, is that what you're talking about?
No, not Isothermal. This is Thermal Belt. They're out of Tryon, and we're between me and Chad, KO4NUE, we're trying to breathe some new life into it, get some things going, and it's working out real well, and I believe, you know, this may perk up some new interest in that particular club. It was getting a little bit stagnant, but it's picking up again.
I have heard of them. To be honest with you, Fred, I don't know, maybe you have.
But I thought it was pretty inactive, so I don't know much other than that.
It's springing to life, and it's over on 14533, Fred. And you know what? The next time you're up on Nancy Mountain, would you give me a call and see if I could hit you simplex on 14665.
Matt, I'm going to be up there this weekend, so I'll give you a buzz.
Any maintenance?
Wouldn't get any of it.
Are we needing any maintenance up at Nancy Mountain before our first contest?
Not any right off the top of my head, Bob, but I'll look this weekend while I'm there.
All right, Roger, Roger. Go ahead, Steve.
Fred, what about that 5 kW amp you were going to put in?
Ma'am, it's not 5KW, but it does pretty good.
I'm just kidding. Like I said, if you get a chance, I'd love to try to hit you Simplex over there. That would really be interesting because I can hit Gary, KI4DOS, over at the Greenville, just beyond the Greenville Pickett Speedway. He tells me that I'm just like sitting in a chair next to him. Now, I know that has to do with my elevation, but I think my elevation may be a real advantage to try to hit you, Simplex.
I think it'll just depend on whether there's any mountain. I can't remember exactly which direction you'd be from Nancy, but I would think you would be kind of east southeast. And I don't know what hill may be in between that could present a problem.
What's your elevation, Steve?
House, I think I'm just under 1,100 feet.
And you can Simplex over the mountains, because I'm sure there's a few between you and Fred.
Being up so high on Nancy, and he is on an advantage there, I can hit the Glassy repeater over there. I can hit the Pickens repeater without any problems at all. And the way the mountains run northeast to southwest, I'm thinking I might have an almost clear shot at him.
I'll try. ND7J Mobile.
Just be sure to put that 1,500 watts on that 2 meter, okay? Fred? No, I've got a little Yaesu 3200D, and it's running out at 65 watts. It's not much more, but it does really well. And I've got my Diamond X50A up on top of my Mosley, and that's up at about 50, 55 feet.
A couple zombies over there.
Well, if we can just get Bob to cook them up on one of his grills, we'll just have it made.
That sounded like Gabriel.
Yeah, you guys have to try that. They're desperate.
Gabriel, how the heck are you? I haven't talked to you in probably a year. How you been doing?
Nice talking to you, too. I'm still alive. I'm still here. I quit driving that much, so I'm locally ish, so I got more time to do more radio.
Charlotte last night.
Well, good for you, Gabriel. Good to hear you. I was kind of curious. I hadn't heard you in a while, so I wondered how you were doing. And if you did a little more time, come down to the meetings when you get a chance and hang around, have some chit-chat. ND7J. Go ahead, Gabriel.
Ryder was pretty good. But again, they are fixing the highway. Well, actually, they was fixing the divider. And one of the side guardrails, it looks like somebody banged the nuts out of it. I mean, it looks like an 18-wheeler for the size of the damage. And they decide to start to fix it just before I leave Greenville. But it was pretty good. I mean, I come back around 2 o'clock in the morning, so it was a pretty good trip to Charlotte. But, yeah, Bob, I'll start to doing a little bit more. Like I said, I mean, I spend more time here locally. I mean, I still have to drive to the auction to pick up cars once in a while, but definitely more. I'm going to try to start looking for a place to put the shop over here in Greenville. So back to you, KV4NT.
Time to enjoy yourself with the ham radio and what have you. Let me pass it over to Fred, and then Fred, you can send it over to Steve so we're not tying it up here too bad. K4RM, ND7J. Go ahead, Fred.
Day in the group. This is K4RM. Hello, Gabriel. Long time no hear, but glad you're doing good. Yep. I used to hear you pretty regular on this machine, but not in a long time. But I don't do a whole lot of 2-meter anymore. I spend most of my time on the HF bands when I have radio time. But I'm still among the working group, so I work full time, so that cuts into my radio time. But anyway, good to hear you, Gabriel. Go ahead, pick it up, Steve.
Hey guys, I just pulled into the Hacienda, and I am looking on my Garmin, and my Garmin says my elevation here is 1,043 feet, and that puts my tower, that puts my diamond 2-meter up at 1,100, and no, actually, right dead on 1,100 feet elevation, so that's not too bad.
That's pretty good, because here I got 950, so, no, 900, so the diamond, because I got a GP3, there will be like 950 total elevation.
The tower you got?
50. With the tower and everything, it will be 950. Yeah, no, Bob is higher than us. Does definitely.
Yeah, I'm at about 2,500, something like that.
Good enough. Well, in the meantime, guys, I've just pulled into the Hacienda, and I got to go in and start supper, and I'm waiting on a guy to deliver. I bought myself a new UTV. Actually, I bought my wife a new UTV, and she'll be using it around here, and I'll get the watch. You know how that goes. So, anyhow, you guys have a nice evening. 73s. Fred, good to hear from you. Gabriel, I'll be in touch, I don't know, probably be the first of the week. So, you be safe out there. Bob, take it easy. Travel safe, too. KN4VWA, I'm clear. Y'all carry on.
Good D7J, pulling into Mythos.
What's a UTV, KP4CPA?
Just did catch me there, big boy. If you take a four-wheeler and stretch it out wider where three people can sit three wide, and you stretch it out and put a dump bed on the back. Well, you know what a John Deere Gator is, don't you?
I know what you're talking about. What a dummy. I was thinking about television. You said TV. I thought, man, is there some kind of new TV out that I don't know about? I'm crazy.
Whether or not you're crazy or not is a complete and total different subject, bud. But we love you anyhow. this thing, it's set me back a pretty penny, but anyhow, it'll make Mama happy, and if Mama's happy, everybody happy. Happy, happy, happy. Y'all take it easy. K4VWA, I'm out of here.
KO4WLR on EchoLink.
4CPA Mobile.
KO4WLR on EchoLink. KO4WLR, Hilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Lima Romeo. I'm on EchoLink, just trying to make some first communication. I got my license last week, just trying to reach out and talk to some guys.
No EchoLink in a long time, I'll tell you. I haven't been on 2 meters in years, but anyway, I'm sitting here, I just turned this thing on to see if it's still playing, see if it worked, you know. But this is NO4V, and the handle is John. I'm here in Greenville, downtown Greenville. So go ahead.
Hey, John, my name is James. I'm in a booming metropolis that is known as Pelzer.
Where Pelzer is? Yeah, I'm right off Augusta Street here in Greenville. Moved over here about 15 years ago, I guess. But anyway, I've had this 2-meter radio sitting here for a long time. I hadn't had it on, but just flipped it on here a while ago. And anyway, I just wondered if anybody was around.
John, I appreciate you responding. Like I said, this is my first go-round and actually talking to someone. I've checked into a couple nets here and there, but most of the time they can't hear me because all I have is a little HT that I'm trying to work off of. So I'm building my collection, kind of learning about the hobby and looking forward to learning more. And I like listening in and seeing what guys are doing.
Okay, so you're on Echo Link, is that right? Did I understand you correctly?
Yes, sir. I'm on Echo Link because my HT just can't communicate far enough to get onto the repeaters well enough. So this is the best way I can reach out.
Copy of you over here. That little HT's done his job. You're coming in real good through that repeater. It sure is.
I tried to do it from my HT earlier, couldn't hear it, but I just can't push enough power to. So.
Junk sitting in here in my radio room to outfit an army, I guess. But anyway, I had a ham license since 1964.
I hear you right. Did you say 64?
I'm 80 years old.
Well, sir, you definitely have a younger voice than that. The years must have been good to you.
Years and don't smoke and don't drink and all that good stuff. But anyway, I've enjoyed the hobby for a long time.
Well, I am sure glad you decided to grab a radio and see what was going on in my little neck of the woods here. So it was great talking to you. I got to get running. I got church tonight I got to get to, but I figure I'd just check in real quick to see if I can make contact. Good talking to you, John 73. And this is KO4WLR.
KO4WLR, I believe you said. This is NO4V. John, and we'll be clear with you. And, enjoy church. Good place to be.
6CLX Mobile Monitor.
RIM and 4MRY.
For RIM, go ahead.
RIM and 4MRY.
KO4RIM, go ahead.
You can't get out that way.
Fair, I'm turning around.
Roger that. When you get out to the front, if you cross the parking lot, going right all the way down to where that red light is, you'll have a better way of getting out than trying to make a left where you're at.
Over to Simplex really quick. Be on 6 Simplex 1, I guess.
M and 4MRY.
For CEF Mobile.
I'm mobile.
YKO4RIM.
Go ahead.
Saying how amazing how careless some people are when they drive.
Leave adequate follow room, and that's how things like that happen.
Right beside me right now on their cell phone driving down the road.
Anything, we're on our radio.
The road.
And, you know, that's one reason, like, when I didn't have a Bluetooth or something like that for the phone, I would put it on speaker and put it up under the visor so it was like a speakerphone, Bluetooth kind of thing, but that kept my hands free.
Merged on.
Start with you so you can focus on the road and so I can focus on the road where I'm at as well. I'll give you a call as I leave my meeting tonight and I will talk to you then. This is N4MRY and I'll be clear on your final.
If the meeting goes well, I'll try to join you guys another time and I'll be listening out phone and otherwise. Anyway, take care. Talk to you later. This is KO4. Oh, by the way, I just saw an owl perched on a light above the interstate. That's kind of unusual. Anyway, KO4RIM, I'll be clear.